This lesson talks about such a powerful truth, God's presence with us. Now, there's obviously a difference. I mean, God is omnipresent. He's present everywhere. But there is a power of His presence, a joy that's in His presence that God provides for His people. And it's really tied to, first and foremost, our trust in the sacrifice of Christ.
Yeah.
Just like we talked about in the last session, we're enabled to come into the presence of God and experience intimacy with Him because of Christ. But then, even as we walk through life, and this is where I think it's essential in this lesson to flesh out how the presence of God and making disciples go together.
Yeah.
When Jesus said, go make disciples of all nations, and I will be with you always, that promise of His presence was tied to this command to make disciples.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hopefully you understand the tabernacle and the presence of God there in the temple as well. Mm-hmm. Just like that's what separated Israel. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, God literally, like you said, yeah, He's everywhere, but there's a special way that He's with those people.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, like that holds true today.
We're the temple.
In a greater way, yeah.
Right.
Like we are that Holy of Holies. Like His Spirit is inside of me right now to recognize His presence is with me. And yet, you're right, with the discipleship in Matthew 28, when He says, go and make disciples, you know, at the end of that, He goes, and I'm with you. But it's tied together.
Yeah.
And what I've seen is when people go out and make mm-hmm. disciples,
yeah.
that's when they really experience the presence of Christ in a new way. It's when they're in those dangerous situations, just like we see in Scripture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's when people are out there, you know, putting their life on the line,
right.
you know, proclaiming
Christ. Or even in just, yeah, dangerous situations, or just the, all right, there's somebody next to me who doesn't know Christ, I'm going to share the gospel with them. Oh, this feels awkward. I feel nervous. I don't know how to do this. I'm afraid. You know, and all these emotions that start to come in. And Jesus, it's like He's saying, in that moment, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. And you need my presence.
Yeah.
Like when we give ourselves to making disciples, we need the presence of God. We can't do this without the presence of
and
God.
And what's so fun for me is when I watch people I disciple go and make disciples, and they experience that presence of Christ like in a supernatural way.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like the life in them.
Yeah.
Man, I remember this one time, you know, I was actually going to go, you know, meet with this guy who was a drug addict for like 40 years. And I couldn't get there because I was sick.
Hmm.
And so this guy that I was, you know, that helps me out in ministry, that I'm kind of discipling a little bit, he went in my place. And he calls me at the end of the night going, Francis, you never believe what happened. He goes, I took him, you know, and I said, let's just celebrate. Man, it's been 20 years since you've been sober on the first of the month. And so we go to this chicken place, and I go, tell me your story. And he's telling him this story, and he goes, I was 19 years old, you know, when I first tried cocaine. My boss brought it into work, and I fell in love with it. And so now I've been addicted 40 years. He's 59. And he goes, I've been addicted for 40 years. He goes, but I'll never forget that day. He goes, because I was sitting there. I was a dishwasher / cook, and he brought it in. And then he starts looking around, and he goes, wait, this is the restaurant. He goes, it was in this room that I first... He goes, this used to be. And he named the place that it used to be.
Right.
And he was just like, he goes, he had chills all over his body. He goes, God took me, you know, where it all started. I've been in this desert for 40 years, and He brings me back to this place to be delivered. And I remember, you know, the guy that I was disciples going, man, it was the most amazing time. We're laughing. We're just celebrating. And, you know, he was experiencing the supernatural. Like, here he is in an unknown situation. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, he wasn't alone in this. You know, Jesus was with him. Jesus had set it all up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want you guys to have that confidence as you're making disciples. Like, you're not alone in this. When Jesus says, I'm going to be with you, He really means that.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly now this guy that was ministry was going, okay, one of the things he said, he goes, if I ever doubted God, I'll never doubt Him again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because he experienced God. It was His presence. Yes, this is absolute truth. There's power in the gospel, but there ought to be something different about us too, where people recognize this God answers our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
This God walks with us. That's what distinguished Israel, and it distinguishes us when we go out and we obey His command to make disciples.